Okay, we're going to have a story. The Cock, the Mouse, and the Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a hill, and on the hill was a pretty little house. It had one green door and four little windows with green shutters. In it lived a cock, a mouse, and a little red hen. Close by was another little house. It was very ugly. It had a door that wouldn't shut and two broken windows, and all the paint was off the shutters. And in this house there lived a bold, bad fox and four bad little foxes. One morning, these four bad little foxes came to the big bad fox and said, "Oh, father, we are so hungry. We had nothing to eat yesterday," said one, "and scarcely anything the day before," said another, "and only half a chicken the day before that," said the third, "and only two little ducklings the day before that," said the fourth. The bad fox shook his head for a time, for he was thinking. At last he said in a big gruff voice, "On the hill over there I see a house. In that house there lives a cock." "And a mouse," screamed two of the foxes, "and a little red hen," screamed the other two. "And they are nice and fat," went on the big bad fox. "This very day I'll make a great sack and I will go up to the hill and at the door and in at that door and into my sack I will put the cock, the mouse, and the little red hen."
Papa, you said I can see the pictures.
"I will make a fire to roast the cock," said a little fox. "I will put a saucepan to boil the hen," said the second. "I'll get a frying pan to fry the mouse," said the third. "And I'll have the biggest helping when they are all cooked," said the fourth, who is the greediest of all. So the four little foxes jumped for joy, and the big bad fox went to get his sack ready to start upon his journey. But what was happening to the cock and the mouse and the little red hen all this time? Well, sad to say, the cock and the mouse had both got out of bed on the wrong side that morning. The cock said the day was too hot, and the mouse grumbled that it was too cold. They came grumbling down to the kitchen, where the good little red hen, looking as bright as a sunbeam, was bustling about. "We'll get some sticks to light the fire with," she said. "I shan't," said the cock. "And I shan't," said the mouse. "Then I'll do it myself," said the little red hen. So she ran off to get some sticks. "And now, who will find the kettle? Who will fill the kettle from the spring?" she asked. "I shan't do it," said the cock, "and I shan't do it," said the mouse. "Then I'll do it myself," said the hen, and so off she ran to fill the kettle. "And who'll get the breakfast ready?" she asked, as she put the kettle on the boil. "I shan't," said the cock, "and I shan't," said the mouse, both very angry. "Then I'll do it myself," said the little red hen. All breakfast time, the cock and the mouse quarreled and grumbled. The cock upset the milk jug, and the mouse scattered crumbs on the floor. "Who will clear away the breakfast?" asked the poor little red hen, hoping they would soon leave off being cross and angry. "I shan't," said the cock, "and I shan't," said the mouse. "Then I'll do it myself," said the little red hen. So she cleared everything away and swept up the crumbs and brushed up the fireplace. "And now who will help me make the beds?" "I shan't," said the cock, "and I shan't," said the mouse. "Then I'll do it myself," said the little red hen, and she tripped away upstairs to make the beds. But the lazy cock and mouse each sat down in a comfortable chair by the fire, and soon they were fast asleep. Now the bad fox had crept up the hill and into the garden, and if the cock and the mouse hadn't been asleep, they would have seen his sharp eyes peeping in at the window. Rat-tat-tat, rat-tat-tat. The fox knocked on the door. "Who can that be?" said the mouse, half opening his eyes. "Go and look for yourself, if you want to know," said the rude cock. "It's the postman, perhaps," thought the mouse to himself, "and he may have a letter for me." So, without waiting to see who it was, he lifted the latch and opened the door. As soon as he opened it, in jumped the big fox, and with a cruel smile on his face, "Oh, oh," squeaked the mouse as he tried to run up the chimney. "Doodle, doodle, do," screamed the cock as he jumped on the back of the biggest armchair, but the fox only laughed, and without more ado, he took the little mouse by the tail and popped him into the sack, and he seized the cock by the neck, and he popped him, too, into the sack. Then the poor little redhead came running down the stairs to see what the noise was about. And the fox caught her and put her in the sack with the others. Then he took a long piece of string out of his pocket and wound it around and around the neck of the sack. And he tied it tight indeed. After he threw the sack over his back and he set off down the hill. "Oh, I wish I hadn't been so cross," said the cock as they went bumping about. "Oh, I wish I hadn't been so lazy," said the mouse, wiping his eyes with the tip of his tail. "It's never too late to mend," said the little red hen. "And don't be too sad. See, here I have a little work bag, and in it there is a pair of scissors, and a thimble, and a needle and thread. Very soon you will see what I am going to do." Now the sun was very hot, and soon Mr. Fox began to feel his sack was heavy, and at last he thought he would lie down under a tree and go to sleep for a little while. So he threw the sack down with a thump, and very soon he was fast asleep. Snore, 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 went the fox. As soon as the hen heard the snore, she took her scissors and began to snip a hole in the sack, just large enough for the mouse to creep out. "Quick," she whispered, "run as fast as you can, and bring back a stone as large as yourself." He scampered out and soon came back dragging a stone. "Push it in here," she said, and he pushed it in a twinkling, and then the hen snipped away at the hole. Soon it was large enough for the cock to get through. "Quick," she said, "run and get a stone as big as yourself." He out flew the cock and soon came back out of breath with a bigger stone, and he pushed it in the sack too. Then the hen popped out and got a stone as big as herself and put it in. Next she put on her thimble and took out her needle and thread and sewed up the hole as quickly as she could. When it was done, the cock, the mouse, and the little red hen ran for home very fast. They shut the door after them and drew the bolts, shut the window shutters, and drew down the blinds and felt very safe in their house. The bad fox was fast asleep under the tree for some time, but at last he woke. "Dear, dear," he said, rubbing his eyes and then looking at the long shadows on the grass, "how late it must be getting. I must hurry home." So the bad fox went grumbling and groaning down the hill till he came to a stream. Splash, splash, splash went 1 foot. Splash, splash went the other. And the stones in the sack were so heavy that the very next step, down tumbled Mr. Fox into a deep pool. And then the fishes carried him off to their fairy caves and kept him prisoner there, so he was never seen again. And the four greedy little foxes had to go to bed without any supper. But the cock and the mouse never grumbled again. They lit the fire, they filled the kettle, they laid out breakfast, and they did their work, while the good little hen had a holiday and sat resting on a big chair. No fox has ever troubled them again, and for all I know, they are still living happily in the house with the green door and the green shutters, which stands on the hill. Good night.